As we were worshiping together, I just was asking God, what is it that you want me to say? I mean, I've prepared a message. It's really good too. One of my best. But as I was standing there, just in that place with God, and just, God, what is it? What is it you want to say through me tonight to your church, to your kids? You know, we're launching into this new series through November called Are We There Yet? And I was going to show you a clip from Shrek when they take a trek to the land far, 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 far away. And Donkey in the back of the chariot every 100 meters. Are we there yet? And we were talking about this in our life group on Thursday morning, and we determined that there's at least two ways we can ask that question. I've kind of added a third. I think it was Mars's brilliance. Normally I just claim it for myself, but they're in the room. They know it'd be plagiarism. And if any of you have kids and have taken a journey further than here to Cronulla, you're probably familiar with at least one of these. One of them is that kind of motivated and driven by frustration or boredom or tiredness or, are we there yet? You know the one, right? You know, I remember driving with the kids to Queensland, you know, a good 10-hour drive, and I'm telling you, we heard that on numerous occasions. It's the whining sometimes a little bit annoying. Are we there yet? There's another way that you often find, I think, in the Psalms. It's kind of a one that's more motivated by suffering, pain, and grief. Or loneliness. It's more a desperate cry. Are we there yet? And you hear David often, have you forgotten me, God? How long will you forget me? And it's interesting, Psalm 13 goes from that place of despair to a place of thanksgiving in about 14 verses. The goodness of God. And the other way is more motivated by excitement, expectancy, and delight. It's kind of that hope-filled voice. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? As I said, over the next few weeks, we're going to have a look back at some of the key series that we've walked through as a community of faith over this last year and ask ourselves that question. My heart and hope is that it will be the third one. The expectant, exciting, hope-filled question. Not the whining, complaining, frustrated and tired. Yet, have you ever felt like that? In your journey, your faith journey, your relationship with God? For me, many times, I think I've asked God that question with the whiny, complaining voice. Are we there yet, God? Like, is this it? Is this the there? Are we there? No, this is not it. Oh. Are we there yet? Like a little four-year-old, you know, excited about his trip to Dreamworld. Well, okay, I should pick another place, shouldn't I? Movie world. Not funny. And you know, like, thinking he's there, no, excited. I don't know if you remember many of the series that we've walked through this year, but we're going to have a look at a few of them and ask that question. You know, we're not going back anywhere. I just want to reassure you. We are forging forward into God's future for us. Because I think we all know the answer to the question, are we there yet? Because we wouldn't be asking the question if we knew we were there, right? So we know the answer is no. We're not there yet, are we? We've still got a journey ahead of us to get there, right? Over the year, we've looked at many different aspects of faith and scripture and learning and life. Right at the beginning of the year, we delved into a series called The Other Guy. Who remembers that? Three of you. See, we're not there yet. The Other Guy was a series about the person and the work and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And our heart and our goal in this is to be saying, you know, what have we learned? How have we grown? How are we developing in our relationship with God and the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? No. We did a journey through the book of Colossians. We called it the Simple Gospel. We walked through a series called The Greatest Cause, exploring the value of contribution. For all of us in our own personal lives, I believe we need to have a compelling there. And the thing that God laid on my heart as we were in worship was the one thing that you should walk out that door with is asking God, what is my there? You know, we sang that song, You Make Me Brave. We don't need to be brave to stay here. But my word, we need to be brave to go there. We are driven by our need for safety, comfort, familiarity, or life on the shore. It's no different to the Israelites when they looked at the promised land. That was their there. It was going to require of them faith and risk and action and alignment to actually get off their backsides and move with God into their there. I mean, the there is God's vision for your future, His picture of a preferred future for you, for us, for Sydney, for Cambodia, for South Africa. And God is calling us to be courageous and brave and step out of here into there, get beyond the shore where the waves are going to go up and down and it's unpredictable and uncertain and we're not going to know what is going to come our way, but that is where life is as followers of Jesus. We don't need faith to stay here. We don't need God to stay here. But here is not where God wants us to be. He's constantly calling us from where we are to another place, to the next part of our journey, calling us there. What's your there? You know, I don't believe that the there God calls us into is an achievement or a success or something we can acquire or get. I actually think it's more about two other things. I think it's more about becoming and bringing or building. I think God's there for your life and for us as a faith community is about who are we becoming? Who is God calling us to be? And how are we bringing God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Because that's out there. That's out there. It's not in here. I mean, we gather and we worship and we encourage and we inspire and we motivate each other so that we can get there, not stay here. If we are all about staying here, and I tell you, I'll be honest with you, there are times when I wish I could. I just want to stay here for a while. Because the journey to there can be tough, be unexpected, can be risky, can be challenging. It's outside my comfort zone. It's unfamiliar. It can be scary and alone sometimes. But that is where life is. Jesus calls us into life in all its fullness. Jesus said, I've come that that's the life you would have. The mediocre, half-baked kind of life is here. Life in all its fullness is there. It requires something of us. I don't know about you, but when you turn 50, you realize life's going to be over pretty quick. What I mean by that, Donna, is that 50 years went pretty quick, didn't it? So the next 50 is probably going to go quicker because I feel as I get older, every year goes quicker. It's true. It's true. So my next 50 and whatever else I go beyond that, believing for, is going to, like, our time on earth is limited. It is short. And maybe when you're sitting here in your early 20s thinking, whatever. But when you're kind of over that place, you know, like, it doesn't seem like yesterday I was holding my daughter like you right now, holding little Jackson. And now she's 20 and just started her course in the UK. My goodness, 20 years. Fear keeps us here. Faith moves us there. You know, 12 spies went to check out the promised land. 10 were driven by fear, 2 by faith. 2 said, yep, we will take them on because we believe in God's there. And the other said, nah, too scary, too hard, too dangerous, too risky. God's just rescued us, delivered us, fed us, led us, guided us, journeyed with us, but now we're going to do it our own way. And what happened? 40 years of wilderness wandering. Mindless, aimless, meandering. Because the Bible says where there's no there, the people perish. Where there's no vision, the people wander aimlessly. So what's your there? Your there needs to be the thing, I believe, that motivates and inspires you, gets you up in the morning. How does your there connect with your work, your play, your family, your life, your activity? Are you there yet? Is anyone there? You're there? Oh. I was just going to ask, what's there like? Are we there yet as a community of faith? I mean, I know there are days when we wish we were. That we didn't have to get up and fight and live by faith and look beyond the horizon and face the giants. But that's where life is. I mean, it's not all. You know, I see what God is doing in and through us as a community of faith, and you know, the way we can partner with Hands at Work or the way that what God is doing through Kingsway, Cambodia, and just the lives he is drawing in. I don't want to be there yet because I'm asking that question, trying to at least, with that excited, hope-filled voice, God, are we there yet? And he's going, no, we're not. But come on. Come on. Come out beyond the shore. This is where life is. When you begin to see the significance of the kingdom impact those people and communities around you. When you bring life and love and hope to those other people around you. When you're feeding the hungry. When you're giving water to the thirsty. When you're rescuing the oppressed. When you're bringing the kingdom of heaven to earth. Oh yeah, that is life. And God is inviting you on that journey. He's going, come. Come with me. I'll show you how to do it. Work with me. Walk with me. Rest with me. It's not hard. It's unfamiliar. It's risky. It's going to require faith. It's going to need you to act. It's going to need you to be aligned together. Because otherwise, we're never going to get there. That's kind of funny. God's humor. Because when we get there, where we think there is, and we ask God that question, are we there yet? Guess what he's going to say? No. And that no should be something that compels and excites us for more of his kingdom. Not something that makes us go, you telling me you got another 4 hours in the car? Who wants to be in on that journey, huh? I think you need to be asking God that question. God, what's my there? Give me a there that's going to wake me up in the morning and excite me and inspire me and scare me. It's going to require me to need you, and plead for you, be hungry for you, and cry out for you. Because that's where God wants us to be. Because that's where life is. That's the bigger and brighter. It's the kingdom of God. You know, the disciples, when Jesus was walking the earth with them, they assumed they knew where the there was. The there for them was power and authority and overtaking the Romans and building the kingdom. And Jesus came along and said, no, that's not even close to there. Why don't you stand with me? It's a good thing I have, I'm preaching next Sunday as well, so my great message can wait till then, because God had a word he wanted to bring in season for you guys tonight. God, I just thank you that you are present. I thank you so much, God, that you are not done with us. And we're not there yet. There is so much more that you are calling us into. So much more you are calling us to fulfill and live out this great adventure of life that you call us to on this planet. There are so many lives that need to know the truth and the reality of Jesus and his kingdom. Empower us, I pray. Stir us up. Make us uncomfortable with here because you're calling us out there. Empower us in this journey, God, I pray. Amen. I just want to pray for you tonight. Just hold your hands out. Just believe for God's Spirit to come. His presence is here. You know, there isn't one person in this room as I look around that I know doesn't want to pursue God, pursue His kingdom, to live for Him, to experience life in all its fullness. Holy Spirit, God, I pray that we would have a spirit of Joshua and Caleb, that we would be hungry for the things of God and your kingdom, that we would relentlessly pursue your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, that we would passionately go after the things of God and your kingdom in our lives. That we would rise up as men and women of faith, filled with the presence in the kingdom of God. That we would go after what it is that you are calling us into with boldness and courage and faith. That we would step out beyond the shore, even if we are afraid, even if we are scared, that we would do it afraid for you and your kingdom. That we would embrace what it is that you have for us beyond the shore to see your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. That we would be filled to the full measure of your presence and your Spirit in our lives. That we would know you and know the there that you are calling us into, individually, as families, and as a faith community, and that we would pursue it and go after it and experience all that that is. In Jesus' name, amen. I love our faith community so much. You're an amazing beautiful, incredibly gifted, wonderful bunch of people. Let's hang out and have some food, some dinner if you're staying. Otherwise, have a great rest of your weekend.